We're going to celebrate the music of another group right now, a trio. You know, I don't know too many other burgers spelled the same way as my name, and I'm about to meet three that I haven't met before. They're going to join us now by way of Youth Chamber Connection, the Burger Trio. And I think I have all of you here. Jonah, are you there?
Yep.
Jonah, and tell me a little bit about yourself, how old you are, where you're going to school, those kinds of details.
Yeah, I'm 21. I'm a rising senior at Harvard. And I've been playing the piano since about first grade.
Wow.
So maybe 14 years. It's been a while.
And where did you go to school here in Pittsburgh? I'm assuming you did.
Yeah, at Alderdice High School, right in Sorrel Hill.
And what's your major at Harvard?
I'm majoring in economics and minoring in history.
Excellent. And did you end up coming home around the time of spring break, or how did that work for you?
Yeah, I came home around March, maybe middle of March, and I've been home since. And it looks like perhaps in the fall as well. So starting to get a little bit fancy, but I don't really have a choice. No.
Yeah, that's not the senior year you anticipated, and it's the challenge I'm sure a lot of your classmates, not just at Harvard, but at other schools, are experiencing the same thing. What got you interested in economics and history?
Freshman year, I kind of just explored a little bit, did some science. I took an introductory economics class. I think I just liked how economics could kind of apply to all different facets of life. And I think, you know, I don't know whether or not I'll pursue it, you know, as a career. I'm thinking about law school, but I think it's so applicable even to that. So I'm glad I did stay with it.
It's a good disciplined way of thinking. And when I think about studying history, I know a lot of really good writers that were history majors, because I think you end up reading and writing a lot and also having great perspective too creatively based on what you study. And as a lawyer, depending, no matter what you do in law, a lot of words and language skills are needed too. Let's talk to Aaron next. And Aaron, I understand you just graduated from Alderdice and will be a Harvard freshman. I was going to say will be going to Harvard, but I don't know if that's the case. You'll be a Harvard freshman here in Pittsburgh, I gather. Do I have that right?
Alderdice graduated about a week ago. There's actually been some developments in the last couple of weeks, I guess, since we spoke last. I'm actually planning on taking a gap year now, in light of, you know, how Harvard may not be going back in the fall. So I've decided to stay in Pittsburgh, even if my brother is also doing that. Stay in Pittsburgh another year and wait to start college until 2021.
You're not the first class of 2020 graduate who's told me that. And first of all, a gap year often makes sense. But in this particular case, having no relationship, deep relationship with the campus yet, it sort of makes sense for a lot of people to do what it is you're doing. Do you know how you'll be spending the time as you've got this year? Some of it's going to depend on what conditions are for getting out and about, I guess.
Yeah, so I've been interested in computer science and robotics for a while now. I was part of the robotics club at Alderdice, and I spent a lot of time doing things related to computer science. And so I decided that in my gap year, I would try to see how computer science applies in real life jobs. So instead of jumping right into, you know, computer science classes in college, I'll actually have a practical knowledge of how, you know, jobs in the real world, I can apply computer science, you know, once I leave college. So I think I'm going to be trying to get an internship or a job at a research lab at Carnegie Mellon University in the Robotics Institute. And I think after my gap year, I'll know a lot better whether I want to pursue computer science and the practical applications of robotics, which I'm really interested in.
Excellent. And what instrument do you play?
I'm sorry.
What instrument do you play?
Oh, I play the violin.
Okay. And how long have you been playing violin?
Also, since similar to my brother, I've been playing since about first grade. So I think this is my 13th year.
Wow.
A while now. Yeah.
And do you have any other siblings? We're going to talk with Gabriella in a minute, but is it you three or are there others?
Unless someone else has been hiding in the house. I think,
yeah, just us three.
Just you three. Well, let's meet Gabriella, who is a sophomore at Alderdice. Any teacher that's been at Alderdice for 10 years or so probably says, oh, I remember teaching your older brother, Gabriella, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 14 years old, and yeah, I'm going to be in 10th grade at Alderdice High School. And I've been playing the cello since I was 5, so about 9 years. And aside from playing the cello, I run cross country and track.
Excellent. Have you thought about what you might want to do? Are you going to go for the Harvard trifecta? There's a lot of pressure there. Maybe
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
It's a little bit early. Do you know what you might want to study or do?
I'm not really sure yet. I will have to see.
Yeah, it takes a bit of time. How have you had to adapt with the pandemic occurring? Sending it home since mid-March. Have you been able to have classes online or virtually? I know sometimes it's different depending on what school you go to.
Yeah, we actually use Microsoft Teams online, and we had online classes. But obviously it was way different than having classes in real life, like in school. So it was a lot different.
Yeah, I can imagine. And some people love that kind of interaction. Others are challenged by it, both from the teacher perspective and the student perspective. But it's incredible how much improvisation has had to occur. So when did you three start playing together? I'm assuming it dates back to your childhood, right? Do you remember? Maybe the eldest of you has the best memory of it. Jonah, did you play as a trio pretty early in life?
I think it's been like 5 years, maybe. We've played in the past at senior homes together, and we sometimes play for fun. But I'd say it's intermittent. Like, you know, we'll play a piece for a while and then put it down. And then, you know, whenever you get bored, I guess we start another one. So it's a lot of fun, though.
And what's your repertoire like? Are there composers you especially like? You all have a love of classical music.
Sometimes when we go, this is Aaron talking, by the way. Sorry, switch.
That's okay.
Sometimes when we go to, you know, senior homes and whenever we're playing out, sometimes we'll, you know, Jonah's a pianist, and so it's really convenient to have a kind of accompaniment for me and for Gabby and I when we're playing our solo pieces. And so a lot of the time, you know, we'll have different groups. You know, me and Jonah and I will play, and Gabby and Jonah will play. And then when we all come together, it just kind of made sense. You know, we all have been playing for a long time. We're all at a very similar musical level. And so we kind of just look up whatever piece. I mean, this time, we just decided we wanted to play a trio because we're all going to be home for a while. And so we just did our research and what are the best, you know, trios for our three instruments. We all decided on this one, but I don't think we follow a specific repertoire, so to say. We more just meander around the musical universe of different composers and eras.
Well, we have a piece that we're going to play featuring the three of you. I wish you were here in the studio with us, but we are still not able to have a live guest yet. But can you, we'll take a listen to that together and then come back and talk to the three of you afterwards. Can one of you tell me about the piece you sent?
We're going to be playing the Mendelssohn Piano Trio in D minor.
Okay, we'll take a listen to that together, and then we'll talk just afterwards. Here is the Berger Trio. Thank you. The Burger Trio, and I hope it was fun to listen to yourself on the radio. You sounded great. I neglected to ask where you're from. I was assuming Squirrel Hill because of Alderdice, but not necessarily. Alderdice is a magnet. Where are you guys from?
We are from the Squirrel Hill area, right near Carnegie Mellon.
Okay. Well, that my assumption was more or less correct. You sounded great. I think that piece showcased each of you very nicely. And we want to thank Laurie Cunningham of Youth Chamber Connection for connecting the three of us. Are your parents musical as well?
Yeah. So, I mean, kind of. My mom has been playing flute since she was in high school, and she still practices. She's part of an organization called Tuesday Musical Club, and so she's still very active and plays, and she has, you know, quartets, octets, whatever, over to our house, and she's rehearsing all the time. My father plays the audience most of the time, but back in high school, he played, you know, everything from the clarinet to the drum line, which I think gave him, you know, at least a musical knowledge to help us. So he's been, you know, accompanying me to my lessons and giving me advice, which is really helpful. So he definitely has a lot of musical knowledge, but doesn't currently play an instrument.
Well, it's good to know about both of your parents. I really wish the three of you continued success. I'm glad you could join us this morning, and thanks again to Laurie Cunningham. for helping to bring you to us from Youth Chamber Connection. Anything else any of the three of you would like to say? I just want to be sure I didn't miss out on giving you an opportunity to say anything you might have wanted to.
No, I think that's it. Thank you so much for having us on. It was a pleasure to play. And yeah, we look forward to continuing to play.
Excellent. Thanks so much. That's Jonah, who is a senior, rising senior at Harvard. Aaron, who just graduated from Alderdice, will be taking a gap year to work in the robotics and computer area. And Gabriella, who is a rising sophomore at Pittsburgh Alderdice.